Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 49, verses 3, 5 to 6. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 40. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He is the Lamb of God. We are officially in ordinary time of the church's year A liturgical cycle. We have over 6 weeks of ordinary time before the season of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday, February 22nd. The 40 days of Lent prepare us for Easter Sunday, which will be celebrated on the 9th of April. As we all know, the church has 3-year cycle, year A, year B, and year C. St. Matthew's account of the gospel is read in year A, Mark in year B, and St. Luke in year C. St. John's gospel will occasionally appear in each of the 3-year cycle, as is the case today. In today's gospel, St. John identified Jesus as the true Passover Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In other words, our Lord Jesus is the Holocaust sacrifice, that is, the ultimate sacrifice offered on the altar of the cross for gracious restoration of man and woman. Thus, for St. John, Jesus is the real Lamb of God and the Lord's servant sacrificed for our sanctification. Hence, he is the light who enlightened us and made salvation possible for all. Thus, the prophet Isaiah calls him the suffering servant who not only restores God's people, but also enlightens all nations. Thus, the psalmist today notes that the Lord is not asking us to offer our own sacrifices for sin, sacrifices for peace, or sacrifices for his blessings, because our Lord Jesus, the true Passover Lamb, has conquered death and sin on the cross. Therefore, having been cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, the question is, what is our task today? In the words of the psalmist, it is written in the scroll of the book that we should do the will of the Lord. Thus, St. Paul reminds us that we were appointed and taught by the Lord to spread his message of love, justice, and peace in our world today. In other words, our task as parents, priests, leaders, friends, and citizens is to do God's will, that is, to ensure by God's grace the salvation of all, especially those entrusted to us. Yes, it is my task to be there for a brother or a sister, to lead them, if I can, to that point of joy and happiness. However, my brother, my sister, to succeed as witnesses and bearers of God's light in this world, we must first rediscover ourselves in Christ Jesus, because self-identification, self-rediscovery leads to self-fulfillment and happiness. Happiness realized truly in Christ alone. Thomas Merton once said, "The secret of my identity is hidden in the love and mercy of God. Hence, my task is to discover myself in discovering God. If I find Him, I will find myself. And if I find my true self, I will find Him. Therefore, my brother, my sister, do not give up at all. Let us together develop a closer relationship with the Lord, the Lamb of God, who constantly cleanses us, reshapes us, and makes us better Christians and witnesses of the Lamb of God. The Lord is our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. May the Lord help us and bless us and be with us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.